Today, continuing my conversation with Doug Hooker. He is the executive director of the Atlanta Regional Commission, an agency charged with helping to bring Atlanta's multiple cities and counties and districts together into a regional planning process. Snowmageddon, one of the benefits, so to speak, of that event last winter was that it forced people to recognize that there is a city of Atlanta and then there is metropolitan Atlanta, and that the two are very different. And it forced counties that don't typically play well together to actually face up to the fact that when it came to transportation, the structure that we have now was not working. So were you secretly pleased for Snowmageddon to come around?
No, I'm never pleased when citizens are inconvenienced or their lives and safety put at risk. But I was glad to see that so many of our community leaders and so many of the general public, I think, recognize that we have to have mechanisms for having our local governments work closer together for things like emergency management. We talked about, and we still talk about, Snowmageddon as a transportation problem, but really Snowmageddon was a problem of how we coordinate emergency management. It might have been a major hurricane that came through. It could be a major fire event or Lord forbid, some kind of a man-made act of domestic terrorism that would cause a similar kind of issue. The question is, how do we get our local communities and governments to coordinate for large-scale emergency management events? This one happened to be a weather-related, and hopefully they're always weather-related as opposed to something else. But still, there will be another opportunity, and hopefully we've learned from that, or that we're learning from that, to how to work more closely together. And that translates to things like transportation as well. But it's that coordinating for emergency management that was the real, that should have been the real lesson for the Snowmageddon outcome.
Well, explain, let's get less abstract here. You know, explain how the regional system currently works and what the weak points are in terms of these kinds of events.
Well, for us in Metro Atlanta, for those of us in Metro Atlanta living here, there is a state emergency management agency, GEMA, Georgia Emergency Management Agency, that people are probably more familiar with now than they were before the snow event. And each of the counties has an emergency management agency that is concerned about emergency response within their county jurisdiction. There is nothing that is an institutional vehicle to coordinate between the counties and the state. And GEMA, as much as we may want it to look over the interest for the region, also has to be mindful of the interests of the entire state. And so at times they can help the Atlanta region. At times they have to think about the entire state. And if you get a significant weather event like we had then, regional isn't their first line of coordination. Their first line of responsibility is state. And, of course, the county agencies are responsible for the county. So how do we make a mechanism work in between? Once again, it was a regional event, much like our transportation is every day. It's a regional problem that requires cross-jurisdictional collaboration, and we don't have any recognized institutional vehicle for coming together and planning together and systematically practicing and sharing together so that when the event comes, whatever that event may be, we're already used to protocols of how we will support each other, how we will react, who will be called at what point in time, things of that nature. So it just pointed out the fact that, once again, the multi-jurisdictional community that we live in called Metro Atlanta doesn't have too many regional level institutions to coordinate for those kinds of regional scale problems that we experience.
So if it snowed this afternoon like it did that afternoon, you know, right about this time it started, will we just have the same outcome?
No, we won't have the same outcome right now because everybody's fearful enough
of
it. That,
but let's say a year from now or 2 years from now when you know, people are not so willing to spend money on a might-be.
I don't think we'll have the same outcome just because the meteorological event itself was so unusual. However, I won't say never again. I think we could have the same outcome if we forget the lessons. The question for us as citizens is, who will continue to convene us and remind us of what we learned before and remind us what we need to do to collaborate and practice and coordinate? And for emergency management events, you actually have to do a lot of practice, because when the time actually comes, it's no time to try to figure it out then. You have to put into action those things you're already prepared to do.
Especially when you've got multiple jurisdictions who have to practice working together.
Exactly, right.
Yeah.
You know, and even when the counties practice together, governments and the cities practice together, getting the school boards, because we have 14 school districts in the 10-county region, too, and getting them to work with, practice, coordinate with the local governments and businesses and citizens as well. So it's a bigger set of challenges.
I'm speaking with Doug Hooker. He's the executive director of the Atlanta Regional Commission. Has much, other than a lot of talk and a lot of hot air and the press and TV and, you know, you name it, has anything actually changed on any kind of structural level?
I think with definitely some changes. The governor's task force has made some recommendations for the state as a whole, for GEMA as an institution, and for local governments in working with GEMA. I haven't seen the details of the mayor's task force yet, but I know he's working cross-jurisdictionally to come up with some recommendations. So I think there have been some structural things that have changed. GDOT, Department of Transportation, has definitely already adapted some changes in policies for the next time an event goes along. But at the end of the day, what will happen next year and the year beyond that will depend upon our vigilance in continuing to talk and build in mechanisms for collaborating and, like I said, practicing and coordinating in preparation for the next time something occurs.
A couple summers ago, the TSPOS, the wonderfully named TSPOS, the transportation tax referendum designed to raise money to address transportation needs on a regional basis, went down in a resounding defeat. That must have been profoundly disappointing for you. But looking forward, how, given the failure of that, how can we ever tackle these regional transportation issues?
It was very disappointing, and I'd be fooling myself only if I said otherwise. But I say to people, I think we need to think about how we come back and do this again. And maybe it's not in the same form. I'm still an optimist. I believe that we are young as a region. Atlanta's still fairly young as a city. Most people lose sight of that. A lot of our sister cities in the Midwest and the East Coast and the West Coast have existed uninterruptedly for the better part of 200 years or more. And we did not. We obviously had a major event that set the whole city back after the Civil War. So the idea that we are a regional community is only something that's arisen in the last 20 to 30 years. And so that means we're still young and coming, having forms and mechanisms for agreeing on regional challenges and how to overcome them. So I'm optimistic that we're still going to be able to address regional transportation. Will we have a 10-county referendum vote? I doubt that. The political pain of that was such that I don't think elected leaders want to tackle that form. However, I've heard enough elected leaders and civic and business and community leaders talk about the need to address the issue, transportation finance. How will we address our transportation issues and fund them? Because there's no help coming from the federal government. That's not going to happen. And they're very aware of the fact that the problem hasn't gone away. And I think most people know the problem hasn't gone away and still has to be addressed. So I'm encouraged that probably next year we will start having some detailed public conversations about how we address the issue again.
Last question. What do you most want people in the region to know about where they live?
I want people to realize that we live in a very vibrant and relatively strong, in terms of economics, a region, and that we're still looked to and envied by many places around the world. And we often focus on our problems, which is kind of a natural thing from community leadership. But we also need to look at all of our opportunities and how we work together to leverage those opportunities to make us an even stronger, more competitive, more attractive place in God's green earth. So I want people to think about us hopefully and look at ways they can help contribute to that.
And I look forward to your Christmas performance in the annual jazz what's it called? The jazz...
Our jazz vespers.
At the jazz vespers.
Yes, our holiday jazz vespers.
Yeah, just Doug is also, for listeners out there, a bass voice in the jazz vespers choir at which church?
First Congregational Church of Atlanta.
And one of my favorite holiday events.
Thank you,
Doug Hooker, Executive Director of the Atlanta Regional Commission. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.